I am Platt on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Word Vancouver is back for its 26th year, but like most else in the world amidst a pandemic, it'll be looking a little different. The literary festival begins this Saturday, the 19th of September, and runs until Sunday, the 27th, boasting over 50 events and 140 authors. Events are featuring literally something for everybody, from young readers to readers of memoir and nonfiction. There'll be panels on loss and grief, as well as activism. Visit wordvancouver.ca for the lineups, as well as how to reserve. The event remains totally free, however, there might be limits as to capacity, so you're advised to register and register early. Some of the authors will be featured include Lorna Crozier, Desmond Cole, Charlie Demers, Wade Compton, Bill Cosgrave, and many, many others. Joining me now to give us a preview of what's to come is the executive director of Word Vancouver, Bonnie Nish. I'll get her to give us some insight as to what it's like to program a festival like this, as well as how different it's all been because of COVID. Bonnie Nish is also executive director of Pandora's Collective Outreach Society. She is the author of a book of poetry, Love and Bones, and Concussion and Mild TBI, Not Just Another Headline, an anthology of concussion-related stories. Her latest book, written with Jude Neal, is Cantata in Two Voices. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Bonnie Nish. Ms. Nish, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. How long have you been executive director of Word Vancouver?
I came on in 2018, so this is my third year running the show. Yeah.
And you do that as well as your executive director of Pandora's Collective, is that right?
That's correct.
You have a unique view then onto the literary community here in Vancouver. Just how important has Word Vancouver been to not only that community, but the city itself?
Oh, I think it's hugely important, because especially right now, which is one of the reasons we decided to go online and keep going, is because I think people really turn to books at a time like this, to escape, to find something familiar, to identify with someone. And Word Vancouver has been, last year we celebrated 25 years of Word, and it's been a mainstay, and I think people really crave for something familiar at this time, so I think it's hugely important to the city.
Was there a chance that Word Vancouver wouldn't have happened this year because of everything that's going on around us?
No, we had decided early on, we were actually programming for two festivals, one if we should go live, and then one to be going online, but we weren't sure what that was going to look like, and we had to wait to hear from the powers that be what was happening early on, because nobody really knew what would happen in the fall.
So it's all online, but people must register there are also some events that are at capacity, right? Or that have a limit, I guess, into how many people can.
And those are just workshops with which the facilitators just felt a smaller group would work better and give them a chance to interact with them in a different way. But we have a lot of other workshops that don't have a limit. It'll be more lecture series than they'll be doing whatever they do, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've been down to Word over the years, and I've also hosted an event once. When you go down to downtown Vancouver, in and around the public library there, you just have a great variety of people who are writing, people who are obviously fans, who are readers, and that's a sort of community that it has year after year, and it just seems to have built up over the years, hasn't it, in terms of attendance? I'm sure those figures bear that out. Do they?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And testimonials too, because I've talked to people over the years who have said, especially around the 25th year, saying, I love Word. I've always gone to Word. I've gone to Word since I was a kid. That people have found writing programs through Word. They've found community as writers. They've found books that they love. It's been so many things to so many people, and it just keeps growing.
Yeah. You mentioned the workshops, and if one is a writer, I mean, in whatever genre, there's something for every writer, I suppose, isn't there?
you know, we try our best. Yeah. We can't hit everything, but we, you know, we do try to do our best. We have somebody who's doing a sketching, hand-drawn series of Vancouver workshop, and then we have a workshop that's being done by editors, so editors helping writers, and building characters from villains, heroes to villains, and the gift of storytelling, making comics and graphic novels, professional touches. So portraits, which has to do with writing from the self. So we try to cover as many different genres and aspects as we can.
The you mentioned graphic novels a moment ago. I've read a couple over the years. I never grew up reading comics, but that is an element of I guess the trade that's really taken off in the last 10 years or so, or a little longer than that. And that's something that I saw early on when I was going down to Word, and I guess that's one of the great things about Word year after year, is you do see the variety in the of offerings in the literary world, things that you probably wouldn't see at other events, perhaps around town or across the country.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, a couple of things that are unique to Word Vancouver is that we do try to highlight more local talent, BC talent, so people that you could come in contact with here. You could see in a restaurant. But it also has touched a lot of different genres that are growing in the literary world, as well as, as you said, graphic novels. We have in conversation with Pia Gurria and Ian Boothby, who they are married and they collaborate. They've done collaborations in Mad Magazine and The New Yorker. And, they're going to be there together being interviewed and talk about their work together and collaborating. And last year we had Johnny Christmas, who collaborated with Margaret Atwood on a graphic novel.
Right.
And he's just taken off. He's just an amazing graphic novelist, so just in his own right. And we see it both for adults and a lot of teenagers, youth are turning to graphic novels. It's a huge industry.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too, that I was looking over the number of events, over 50 events. 140 authors. There's also a great deal of stuff for the young reader.
Yes. Yeah. We have some beautiful work for very young children.
Yeah.
Holman Wang, he does work, I think it's with Claymation, his
stories.
And his books, Great Job Mom and Great Job Dad. Kaylee George has a series of books. If I Couldn't Be Anne, she has a whole series of them. There's just so many. And then we have an event called, it's Storytelling, which, with drag queens, which is great. They are drag queens who come out and tell children's stories, read children's stories, and, it's always a lot of fun.
It's
very dynamic. So we have something for everything. And then we have young adult authors as well.
Oh, yeah.
So you go from the very young right up to probably, a lot of adults read young
indeed.
Authors, yeah.
That's another area of fiction, especially, it's been a long time since I've been a young adult, where I've seen a great, I don't know how to put it, a development of the craft, an expansion of the audience.
Yes.
Because a lot of the YA stuff is actually, you see a great deal of excellence there.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we actually have on our blog, we have a series of interviews that we did over the summer with some of the authors at Word.
Yeah.
Who will be presenting, and one of them is Tash McAdam, who they wrote the book Blood Sport, and talks about that, about developing craft and how they develop their craft. So it's really important to hear that, for I think, for young readers and writers to hear that kind of thing and find mentorship.
Indeed, indeed. You mentioned, one of us mentioned a moment ago, 140 authors.
Yes, I did,
50 events. The other thing that I want to point out around that is that I guess all the events are free, is that right?
Yes, everything is free.
Yeah, I mean, that's unique for most festivals, I suppose, but naturally, because of the way things are, one would want to encourage people to donate. I noticed that when I was looking at some events, you can register for free, but if you wanted to include a donation, which I think we all encourage at this point, the ability to do that is there on the website, right?
It is. We also have a campaign that we run. It's a fundraiser called Adore an Author, and you can sign up and have their book delivered to you or pick it up. If we were in person, you would have the chance to actually meet the author and have them sign it, but because of everything that's going on, that won't happen this year. But it's still a way to support the author and show that you encourage them and their work and to support the festival. So, yes, I mean, and it helps to keep the festival free.
Indeed.
That's our goal, is to keep it accessible to everybody.
Yeah. What goes on in terms of programming an event like Word? I mean, is it something that you think about year-round?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's a lot of debriefing afterwards and looking at, okay, we're always looking to see what we can do better and what worked and what didn't work. And then looking towards new books that are coming out and what we want to be relevant to what people want and what is going on. So what's going on and what's important right now, which, of course, changes from year to year. And how do we stay relevant? So thinking about how to put authors together so that it makes sense in that they're having a conversation together and bringing their work to audiences. And then also we want to, because it is also an industry that we feel we want to, need support, making sure that we try and help publishers to get their authors out there as well. So finding the best way to do it for everybody.
Now, you're obviously integral to the programming of a festival like Word, but this year, Betsy Worland and Russell Wallace have been involved as well. What sort of events have they been curating?
Oh, you know, I'm so excited about what they're bringing to the festival. We had Russell last year as our guest Indigenous curator as well, and he's just such a wonder to work with. He really has an eye to just a whole different series of things. He has writing, adapting for film is one of the events that he has. He has another graphic words, which, again, has to do with comics and authors who are writing graphic novels. Betsy has writing the between. LGBTQ2S plus writers have been expanding narrative subjects, spaces, and the narrator's point of view for several decades. Here, how writers navigate, conceptualize, occupy, and locate readers inside their places of between.
Yeah.
And that's with Daryl J. McLeod, Jillian Christmas, and Kathy Stonehouse. So they, I think, bring to audiences a different point of view that needs to be heard, and voices that should be out there. And they have that unique ability to pull from those communities because they're directly in them. And as much as I program as much as I can to all communities, they have a focus on particular communities and what they want to bring within that programming. So I hope that made sense.
Yeah, no, and then when you think about it, and you look at all the authors that are scheduled to participate, you get a sense of what the community is like now. But you can see down the road just how exciting it'll all be.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's and as I said, in terms of programming, I try to look at what we want to do is make it a place for all voices to be heard, because Vancouver is a place of all voices, and as much as we can, we are trying to be reflective of that.
Now, I know you're the executive director, and you've been involved in the programming. I know it's a terrible question to ask, but is there an event that when you were planning all of this that you were personally excited for?
There's so many. I hate to say it.
I'll bet. Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many that it's hard to pick just one, to be honest, because I think all these authors that we have this year are bringing so much into the mix that I think it's just a great mix.
Yeah.
You know, Writing for Activism with Desmond Cole, Eternity Marston, Wade Compton. I'm really excited to see what kind of conversation they have going.
Yeah. But by the way, when one registers for an event, it's at a particular date and time,
yes.
And we all gather around our computers or our phones or whatever devices we have to watch. Is there an element for the viewer to participate in any of the conversation?
Through the chat and through the Q&A.
I see.
We don't open it up, and that is partly for safety reasons. So
yeah. And we're all on Zoom and all that, but I mean, technologically, it's not where it should be, even, right?
You know, everybody is trying their best.
Yeah.
Everybody's adjusting as quickly as they can to everything. So, we're using webinar, which means that the audience don't have we have control of their devices. So, but we do encourage people to respond in the chat, and people do, and they love to give their applause and to let people know that we've already had a few events and people have been responding in their chats how beautiful the events have been.
Yeah.
Our first event, somebody said she felt like they were there in her living room with them. So, yeah.
Yeah. Other than the festival, Pandora's Collective, which I mentioned off the top, you're a writer and a poet. What have you and your peers, I'm sure you've all discussed this over the last 6 months or so. Mm-hmm. How have you found living through this pandemic?
Well, I think, you know, I think that's such a personal question because I think it's different for everybody. Are you talking about as a writer or?
Yeah, as a writer, someone who makes their living in the literary arts. It's been tough, hasn't it?
Yeah. A lot of people are struggling, and a lot of people are trying to find their way and keep going. And all we can do is try to support one another and come together the best way that we can. So,
Yeah, and I can't think of a better way for the community to come together, separated as we are at the moment physically, than a festival like Word. Long may it continue, and I appreciate your time today. Thanks for this.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
The website for more is at wordvancouver.ca. Word Vancouver runs from this Saturday, the 19th of September, until Sunday, the 27th. There are events all through that time. Visit wordvancouver.ca to reserve tickets. Events are totally free. Bonnie Nish joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plante.